April 9th, Brunel's Dream Ticket from London to New York. On this day in 1806, engineer and designer Isambard Kingdom Brunel was born. His works, such as the Great Western Railway, numerous bridges and tunnels, are still in use today. He also designed iron propeller-driven steamships that broke the mold and made regular safe transatlantic crossings possible. It was Brunel's conceit to extend travel on the Great Western Railway as far as America. By this he meant that travellers could purchase a ticket in London, travel by rail to Wales, and there embark on a steamship, the Great Western, and continue to New York. In 1836, this became a reality. Brunel married and had children, but died of a stroke at the relatively young age of 53. He'd always been a heavy smoker and was often photographed with a cigar. This is a poem by William Blake, himself a bit of a Luddite, who died when Brunel was 21. It's called I See the Fourfold Man. I see the fourfold man, the humanity in deadly sleep, and its fallen emanation, the spectre in its cruel shadow. I see the past, present, and future, existing all at once. Before me, O Divine Spirit, sustain me on thy wings, that I may waken Albion from his long and cold repose. For Bacon and Newton, sheathed in dismal steel, their terrors hang like iron scourges over Albion. Reasonings like vast serpents enfold around my limbs, bruising my minute articulations. I turn my eyes to the schools and universities of Europe, and there behold the loom of Locke, whose woof rages dire. Washed by the water wheels of Newton, black the clock. Then heavy wreaths fold over every new nation, cruel works of many wheels I view, wheel without wheel, with cogs tyrannic, moving by compulsion each other, not as those in Eden, which wheel within wheel, in freedom revolve, in harmony and peace. Today I ask that I will recognize the inevitability of progress and change while respecting the legacy of the past.